Gemara in this is Parshas Vayichi, ending Sefer Bereishis. We have the demise of Yaakov. Yaakov Avinu about to leave this world, but before he leaves this world, he wants to give a bracha and a message to each and every one of his children. When upon speaking to Reuven, his bechor, he calls on the Gemara. The Torah says in Perek Mem Tes Pasuk Gimel through Pasuk Dalet, Reuven bechori ata. Reuven, you're my bechor. Kol chiv rosh hizoni, you're my koach, and you're my first. The next pasuk goes on and tells the message that Yaakov wants to give Reuven. Yaakov says to him, "Pachas kamayim otosar, you are quick in making decisions. You made decisions in haste. Ke'alisa mishkev avicha, because you moved the bed of your father. Aschilata yitzui ala, you were mechalel. You defiled my bed." And as Rashi quotes the famous Chazal, that Reuven took it upon himself to protect the honor of his mother Leah, and when Rachel died, and Yaakov placed his bed in the tent of Zilpah, the maidservant of Rachel, Reuven believed that this was a sort of disrespect to his mother Leah, and Yaakov should have placed his bed in the tent of Leah. So therefore, Reuven took it upon himself to move the bed into the tent of Leah. And Yaakov believed that that decision was done in haste, not necessarily the wrong decision, but it was the decision that was made in haste. And that's why Yaakov says to him, "Pachas kamayim al tosan." We know, Chazal say, and Rashi brings down as well, that Reuven lost three presents that he would have gotten. But due to the fact that it was pachas kamayim al tosan, that he acted in haste, he lost three things, three major things. He lost the bechor, the right to the firstborn. He lost the right to the malucha, to the kingship. And he also lost the right to the kahuna. The kahuna, as we know, was given to Shevet Levi, the melucha given to Shevet Yehuda, and the bechor given to Yosef. And the question is why? What does one thing have to do with the other? What does the fact that he acted in haste have anything to do with losing those three presents? I saw a beautiful idea by Reb Chaim Friedlander Zatzal, and he says as follows. A person who acts in haste, and obviously we have to take this on a level that we are not on. This is Reuven. We're talking about the Shvatim, but the Torah attests to the fact that all the Shvatim, including Reuven, were all tzaddikim. But on Reuven's level, in his DNA, he was somebody who acted too quickly. Before thinking, he acted too quickly, as seen by this case of the bed of Yaakov Avinu. And therefore, he was not able to be zocha to the kahuna, because as we know, the Gemara says, Kohanim is reasoning. Kohanim work very precisely, and they work with a lot of preparation, with a lot of thought. Because if they mess up in the korbanos, they could pass a korban just with an incorrect thought. So therefore, a Reuven, who acts too quickly in haste, therefore was not deserving of the kahuna. The same thing goes for the melucha. Melech comes from the word nimlach. Nimlach means that a person asks around, he asks others questions to make sure that he's making the right decision. A person who makes a decision on his own and in haste, thus cannot be a melech. And the last thing, the bechor as well. A bechor is somebody that gets pishnayim, he gets double the inheritance of all the other brothers, because he's the hemshech, he is the continuation of the father, and he's also the leader of the next generation. And you can't be a leader if you make decisions in haste. So all of these three things Reuven lost, again, on his level. But what we can learn from here is that we learn from the mistakes of our forefathers. There's nothing wrong with saying that they made a mistake, just as long as tshuva was done, which it was done. But for us, we could always learn the lesson of requiring time to think before we act. Very often in life, we can make a decision, a bad decision that could affect us forever and ever. And if we would have just waited a few moments before we made that decision, life could have changed forever and ever. And something we have to listen to, think about in the coming weeks and months, going into Shovavim, that how we treat people and how we make decisions, if we do it quietly and we do it carefully, we could be zocha to great things. And unfortunately, if we do them in haste, chas v'shalom, we could lose many great things as well. Have a good Shabbos.